Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
From Liberty Counsel and all of our staff, we want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving Day. This is a great day, opportunity for us to gather with friends and family and to really reflect on why we are thankful, not just to enjoy the fellowship, which certainly is part of Thanksgiving, not just to enjoy the food, which also is part of Thanksgiving, but to really be thankful for God and for this country that was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and to all of the listeners that are out there. This is a wonderful time of the year. Right now, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is one of the most joyous times of the year. Certainly, it's a great opportunity for us to be reflecting on why we are thankful and to give thanks to God, which is really the essence of Thanksgiving.
It is, and I'm reminded of George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation of October 3rd, 1789, where he started out by saying, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to, quote, recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." George Washington goes on to say, "Today we declare that Thanksgiving is a national holiday." So very clear what the initial, what the continued reason behind Thanksgiving was. It was to thank God for His provision unambiguously, as George Washington wrote in his Thanksgiving proclamation. Well, if you ask a liberal today, they'll tell you that Thanksgiving was about thanking the Indians. And my family and I have looked everywhere for a Native American to thank, but we just haven't been able to find one in our area. But certainly the Native Americans at the time took part in Thanksgiving with the pilgrims and with others in thanking Almighty God for His provision.
Well, you know, they thanked God because that was the reason why they were able to survive. And Americans for generations have gathered together to thank God. You can't get any more clear than those original and subsequent Thanksgiving proclamations, beginning with the first president, George Washington, and continuing on. These Thanksgiving proclamations, as George Washington said, it was recommended by both houses of Congress that the president issue a proclamation of thanksgiving. And he says that it was fitting for all nations, not just America, but for all nations to take a moment to give thanks to God. And when you look at our founding fathers, and certainly George Washington among them, they relied upon God. I mean, you talk about Benjamin Franklin. Of the founding fathers, he would have been the least religious of the founding fathers. And the least religious of the founding fathers is the one that is credited at the time subsequent to the American Revolution, where they were gathered together to talk about what kind of nation will we become, what kind of constitutional documents will we ultimately adopt, and that issue, that division began to happen, and no one could get together on the same point, began to disintegrate. And he stood up in the midst of them, and he says, "Have we now forgotten our almighty friend, or do we think that we no longer need him?" He said, "Before the revolution, we gathered in this very same spot, and we asked for God's superintendent presence and blessing, and He answered our prayer. And now we've come through the revolution, we're past those moments of fighting, We have freedom, and now do we think we can build this house without God? We're not going to be any more successful than the builders of Babel, he goes on to say. And he then implored everyone to take a moment to give thanks to God. They then ceased their bickering. They began a couple-of-day prayer meeting with some amazing transformations that John Adams writes to Abigail Adams about, and that was the turning point that ultimately gave birth to the United States of America. So the least of the founding fathers, the least, not the most evangelical, and there's lots of those, but the least of the founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, knew that the reliance of his life and the life of this country was on God. And that's what the essence of Thanksgiving is all about.
Well, Matt, listen to George Washington here. Today is the 26th day of November 2015. He writes this in 1789. "Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence in the course and the conclusion of the late war." He goes on and on and on. So clearly, you know, we often say, Matt, that our nation is a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Here is our first president not shying away from language that is praising Christ and the Almighty God, but is thanking him as a matter of policy in agreement with both houses of Congress. So the secularists who are trying to reinvent this America and whitewash and white out God from our nation's founding history and trying to revise our nation's founding history on Thanksgiving, it is a great day to remember that our nation was founded on the cornerstone, the rock, who is Christ.
Yeah, no question about that. And this is a great time with all the turmoil that's taking place around the world. And the terror attacks that occurred in Paris, where Christians are being singled out. They're being asked if they are Christian. And if they are Christian, they're being executed, whether it's there in Paris or whether it's in a school here in the United States of America, because it's happened here as well. Whether it's in the Middle East, where the same thing is happening, where in Iran, Iraq, Syria, Christians are being killed because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Here we are gathered around with family and friends. And as much as we might think we have some difficulties here, our Christian brothers and sisters around the world are literally facing life and death situations because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And so now is a time for us to be thankful for the freedom that we have. Also, it is a time for us to take stock in why we have the freedom we have, and that is because this nation has acknowledged God, and we're only going to be as good or as powerful and as great as when we acknowledge where our foundation ultimately is laid, and that is in the rock, Jesus Christ, in our Christian principles and values upon which this nation was founded.
And how important was religious liberty to our founding? Washington says in his proclamation, "For the to be thankful for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed."
Well, thank you for your support of Liberty Council. Thank you for your prayers of the Ministry of Liberty Council. Liberty Council has a lot of facets with respect to all the different outreaches that God has blessed us with and opened up opportunities for. So continue to pray for us. Thank you for your support. May you and your family enjoy this wonderful day of Thanksgiving, and may you really begin to contemplate why you are thankful and give thanks to our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. For more information on how you can be involved in the Ministry of Liberty Council, visit our website at lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Council has a lot of facets and a lot of permutations, if you will, to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. You can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com for more information. You can also go to other websites that we have as well. All of those can be accessed from one or more of those two websites that I just gave you, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Remember Liberty Council in your prayers and your giving at this time of the year. As we're entering into the end of the season, this is a very important time for Liberty Council as we wrap up this year and prepare for the new season, 2016. Your contributions are certainly a wonderful and a blessing to us, and every contribution that you give between now and the end of the year, we have generous donors who will match that, so your contribution will be doubled. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.